Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Josh Vernier with you live from the Municipal Auditorium, site of the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Action going on all this weekend. Championship on Tuesday night. Still ahead, your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the championship game and the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. A four-pack of tickets to see the quarterfinal action on Friday. Got a pair of MVP golf cards that we will hand out. Plenty to give away over the course of the next 3 hours. Congratulations to Sean in Kansas City. You won a four-pack of tickets to Monday's semifinal action out here at the tournament. Protein Housing with a Purpose, text line 69306. As I mentioned, Serta and I will be on the call on Saturday over on 1660, our sister station. We'll be on the air at 5:30 and at 7:30. Serta on play-by-play. I'll be the color analyst for these two games. And from listener 13, or listener minus 13, negative 13, it reads, Serta doing play-by-play will be more entertaining only for the same reasons we watch television shows with names like World's Most Extreme Traffic Accidents.
I don't watch television shows like that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't. You can't context clue that one there, guy? Again, the name of the television show was World's Most Extreme Traffic Accidents. You don't really get the picture that's been painted for you?
That sounds like a fine television show.
Okay. Royals insider Cody Tapp will join us at 1 o'clock live from Surprise, Arizona. A lot to get to regarding Ian Kennedy. Other moves that were made yesterday. Danny Duffy hanging it up on Twitter. And the Royals continuing to tank. We'll get to all of that and news around Major League Baseball with Cody Tapp coming up at 1 o'clock. All right, I might get carried away here, so I'm going to apologize. I believe I will be able to keep it professional, but you guys know me. You guys know that, yes, I'm a sports nerd, but I am a baseball enthusiast, right? Covered the Royals for 6 years for 610 Sports Radio. Covered the Milwaukee Brewers before that. Detroit Tigers before that. Baseball's, I always say baseball was my first love. Football was my first obsession. But I've never lost that love for baseball. The one thing that drives me most mad about baseball is the opinions of those who don't like baseball, but only pop their heads up on occasion to crush baseball. It started last night on Twitter, and it continued all morning here on 610 Sports Radio. Last night on Twitter, I see a handful of national media members, national sports radio hosts, dignitaries in the sports world. And they're making jokes about how the Major League Baseball season starts in Japan at 4:30 in the morning, Central Time, A's and Mariners. And they take to the airwaves and they take to Twitter and they complain that, hey, how come nobody knew? Well, Major League Baseball sure did an awful job of promoting the first game of the season. And I'm sure some of you are taken aback to hear that. That the Mariners and A's played earlier today in Japan at the Tokyo Dome, and the game counted. Mariners won 9-7, and the Mariners are now in first place in the AL West, and the A's are now in dead last in the AL West at 0-1. Yes, that happened. And no, I didn't know about it either. but I wasn't going to get up at 4:30 to watch it. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for America. No, that was for Japan. That was Major League Baseball's continued strive for worldwide domination, something that the NBA was really at the forefront of. But all sports are now doing. You see the NFL sending teams to England and down to Mexico. And yes, it's about global domination. It's about money. It's about exposure. So then I hear more of it this morning. More about how baseball dropped the ball when it comes to this game. Now keep in mind, more than 45,000 people turned out to the Tokyo Dome. Nearly 46,000 people had a chance to see the greatest Japanese big leaguer of all time in Ichiro. Ichiro, who I believe is 45 now, still getting it done for the Mariners. But I think that's probably my biggest pet peeve. Now, and some of you know where I stand when it comes to Major League Baseball and the changes that, quote-unquote, need to be made. Now, I love baseball. I always have loved baseball. I always will love baseball, even if changes are not forthcoming. That game this morning lasted 3 hours and 24 minutes. Could they improve pace of play? Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. But I'm one that believes, and I know this upsets some people, I'm one that believes that baseball just isn't for everyone. That instead of harping on what baseball doesn't do well, or why baseball doesn't compete with the NBA, or why baseball doesn't compete with the NFL, how about we just accept it? Because whenever I hear these radio hosts or people on Twitter or people on television rail against Major League Baseball, it's normally coming from the same mouths of people that endlessly go on about how boring baseball is. Well, if you think the game is boring, why are you so consumed with how they go about promoting that boring game? You're not watching anyway. So don't sit there and tell me that had you known that the A's and Mariners were playing in Tokyo at 4:30 this morning, oh, that would have been appointment television. You're not watching. Baseball is a regional sport. You watch your team, you watch your Royals, but even if this game was in prime time, ESPN, 7 o'clock, A's, Mariners, that's still not bringing you to the television. Miguel Gonzalez and Mike Fiers on the bump. Fiers gave him 3 innings of 5-run ball. You're not watching that. That's an awful game. I mean, there was 9 runs in the first 3 innings. Yes, that's not an enticing game. For most baseball fans, it's a laborious grind through those 3 innings. It seems to me that those sports fans that only pop up to either complain about how boring the game is or how much the game is screwing itself with their lack of promotion, it seems to me very 2019, where you're just looking for something to complain about. You don't truly mean it, but it's an easy narrative. It's an easy thing to say, see, I'm smarter than Major League Baseball. No, the only thing you should say, if you want baseball to change, if you think baseball has a chance to change and become more of a national game, the only way to do that is with drastic changes. That's why most of these things being trotted out there by Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and the Players Union are silly. They're not going to make a dent. They're not going to bring in the NBA fan or the NFL fan. Baseball has its niche. On occasion, October will bring people in. But for the most part, if your local team is not in it, you are not in it. I heard Fesco and Kling this morning joking about how, man, I don't know who these managers are around Major League Baseball, and that they're in the majority. Most people don't know because you know your team and that's it. So the only way that's going to change, in my opinion, is if you cut the season in half. You play like 80 games. Maybe you expand. Maybe you add a few more ball clubs. You expand the postseason. I mean, we need drastic changes in Major League Baseball if you're going to make it anything other than what it is currently, and that is a very, very regional game. So don't buy into the, wow, Major League Baseball's dropping the ball. No, Major League Baseball's bringing in more money year in and year out than they did the year before. They are making so much money, they're just brilliant in that they don't really open up their books, so you don't know how much someone like David Glass and these other owners are making. Look, baseball's ownership group is not complaining about viewers. No, the television deals, the licensing deals, the online deals that Major League Baseball has are sufficient. These owners are making plenty of money. I don't think they're unhappy with the future of the game or the present of Major League Baseball. I mean, how many times do you hear a diehard fan like myself openly complain about what the game is or what the game has become? No, we like it. If you want to bring in people that don't like baseball, well, then you got to change it from something that has been baseball for more than 150 years. They just don't like the game. So you're going to have to change the game. Cut the season in half, shorten a game maybe to 7 innings. It would have to be drastic changes, but you better be right if you do something like that, because you do not want to scare away your diehards. Royals baseball tonight, 8:40. They take on the Colorado Rockies, and we'll have it for you here with Ryan and Denny and Fizz and Stu, the whole gang on the call tonight right here on your home for Royals baseball for more than a dozen years now, 610 Sports Radio. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to win an MVP golf card, a Kansas City MVP golf card that gets you on some of the best courses in the area. You can purchase one right now for $99 at MVP Golf KC, or just stay tuned, because in our next segment, I'll give you a chance to win one for free. It's $340 worth of golf, 5 area courses, 2 rounds on those 5 courses. You can just win it. Buy it online at mvpgolfkc.com, or just stay tuned. Your chance to win a KC MVP golf card. That, and I'll tell you, or I'll try to figure out, who's on the front line of this Chiefs defense. Not the defensive line, but who's on the front line. We'll get to that next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Is that kid wearing moccasins? I've never seen kicks like that. Welcome back, Show and Vern. We are live from the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship here at Municipal Auditorium. Still coming up, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Tuesday's championship game and the All-Star game. Now, if you can't make it Tuesday night, don't worry. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the quarterfinal action coming up on Friday. Also, stay tuned. This segment, your chance to win an MVP golf card. Big fella down low, who's that? That's Courtney Johnson. Courtney Johnson kicks it out to Bill Witherspoon. Bill Witherspoon with the jump step, Euro step, kicks it out to Nigel Hayes, and one. Count it. Oh, that's going to be a chance and a four-point play. He'll go to the line, and LCSC cuts the deficit 2-6 with a 1:40 left to play in the first half. All right, so as I mentioned, going to break, as we continue to wait for the big splash that has been coming from Brett Veach. Now, it's definitely coming. There is a big splash forthcoming from Brett Veach. You don't stress to the fans and the media how much time is left in the offseason and why fans shouldn't panic. You don't do all of that if you're Brett Veach if you don't have something up your sleeve. So rest assured, Chiefs fans, there is something coming. There is a huge, huge splash coming for this Chiefs defense. I have to believe the GM, he wouldn't put himself out there like that if he wasn't going to drive it home eventually. But as we continue to wait for that big splash, we also continue to wait for the NFL draft, where the Chiefs will undoubtedly bring in a player or two that will directly affect this defense early and often. That could be another splash, 2 splashes possibly. But as I mentioned going to break, I'm wondering who's going to be on the front line this season for the Chiefs. And again, when I say front line, I don't mean defensive line. I mean the way that Bob Sutton was on the front line for the past few years. the guy that wears the slings and arrows from upset fans and media, because last year there were quite a few people that would hear it after a loss or a poor performance by the defense, right? Eric Berry, he was a talking point, whether it's his spirit or his contract or his absence. He was a guy that everyone had an opinion on. Justin Houston, another one. His contract, his abilities, however much those abilities had fallen off and how much he was needed to tap into that dominant past. Right, Justin Houston was another guy that everyone had an opinion on. D. Ford, obviously. His inconsistent past, his injury history, the way that he was impacting the game throughout 2018, that was something that warranted discussion. And when it wasn't there, it was something that warranted blame, or it was something that you could chastise when D. Ford wasn't there to make a big play, or when he lined up offside against the Patriots. He was someone like a Houston, like a Berry, that at least had, they had Bob Sutton's back, right? Bob Sutton was on the front line, but there were other guys that would warrant conversation. Now, we here on Show and Vern, we would joke about Lando and Stevie Nelson and nasty ass Reggie Ragland, clean Dan Sorensen, and many others, but those guys never moved the needle. You didn't walk away from a game going, oh man, Lando cost us this one. Oh my God, Reggie Ragland's the reason why we lost. No, it was Berry or Houston or Ford or the man on the front line and Bob Sutton. Sutton was the guy on the front line, but yes, he had backups in the trio of players that are now no longer here. I don't put Chris Jones in that. Now, you guys might disagree. I don't think Chris Jones was a guy that everyone had varying opinions on. Now, I think Chris Jones was too much of a pleasant surprise to be wearing any real criticism in 2018. But Serta, I want to get you in on this, but now as we enter 2019, who's on the front line and who's serving as the backups? I mean, do you have a player that has real pressure on them? Right, big time expectations. A guy that after a loss will say, man, this dude's got to pick it up. Because Serta, it seems to me like we're doing it again in 2019 where the players, we don't really have any mega playmakers outside of Tyrann Mathieu and Chris Jones. And I don't see, unless Chris Jones gets a new contract, I don't see either one of them wearing the slings and arrows. It seems like once again we're saying, all right, defensive coordinator, it's on you to make this defense capable, to make this defense good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that's clearly what's going to wind up happening. But if Chris Jones, now even without the contract, I think that Chris Jones is going to have that type of pressure put on him. Now, I'm curious to see how he reacts, because he doesn't strike me as that type of guy generally, even with a big contract, even if he is a monster player yet again next season. But I think a lot of it's going to be on Tyrann Mathieu, which isn't really fair considering he's a safety. I brought it up to you this morning. I bet a lot of people had no idea that Tyrann Mathieu was even playing for the Houston Texans last season. They probably thought he still played for the Arizona Cardinals, because he's a playmaker, but he's not that kind of playmaker. He's not a playmaker that attracts your attention every time he sets foot on the football field. Those guys are going to take the blame if this defense isn't good, because they don't have anybody else. They don't have anybody else that you can look to and say, we need you to go do something.
I think it's fair to say, even though Serta, you and I, and I think Ron was at the forefront of this, like, I thought once Bob Sutton left or was fired, that if the defense struggled again in 2019, that would come back on Andy Reid, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Whether it should or should not be, we all know his shortcomings when it comes to the defensive side of things. I don't think that even though he made the move to get rid of Bob a year too late, and even though he brought in one of his guys, what could be called a yes man in Steve Spagnuolo, I still think that Andy Reid has that shield when it comes to the defensive side of things. I don't think he's on the front line. I think it's going to be, like you said, I think it's man, I don't think Tyrann Mathieu will get it because of the position that he plays. It's going to be hard to identify him screwing up consistently, and I don't think he's that kind of player that will screw up consistently. Injuries to him and injury to Chris Jones, sure, that could put them on the front line, but it does look like, once again, we're entering a season where you are void of multiple playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, and we're looking to the defensive coordinator to just make it work. We've traded away maybe the best pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers in the league, and Spags is just supposed to make do with what he has. I think that, at least as a fan base, man, we're putting him at a very unenviable situation or an unenviable position, to where you either drastically improve or it's all your fault, regardless the facts that you don't have any true playmakers heading into the 2019 season.
It's, oh, and as we've mentioned before, Spags is a guy who, when he's had top-level defenses, it's because he's had elite players, and he's had a secondary, and he's had guys who can really get after the quarterback. I don't see any of that in this Chiefs roster. You know, it was easy for us to let go of Justin Houston and Dee Ford and say, well, Chris Jones was making them better, but it was a collective thing where they were all making each other better. It wasn't just one way.
Sort of real quick, before we get to you, MVP golf card. Let me give one of these bad boys away. Now, if you don't know about the MVP golf card, it gets you on courses like Adams Point, Heart of America Golf Academy, Swope Memorial, Minor Park, and Sycamore Ridge. You can purchase one online at MVP Golf KC. It's just $99. You're saving almost $250 for how much it would cost you to get on each one of those courses for two. It's about a $340 value. We're giving it away online for $99 at MVPGolfKC.com. But right now we're just giving it away, just thanking you for listening to Show and Vern. So right now, let's say the fifth caller to 913-576-7610. Fifth caller to 913-576-7610. You walk away with an MVP golf card. We got two to give away today. There's one. Fifth caller, you're going to grab that. So make sure you stay tuned for your next chance to win an MVP golf card. It's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
As I mentioned a little while ago in my update, prosecutors in Florida have offered a plea deal to New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and the 24 other men charged as part of the prostitution sting that would allow the men to avoid criminal convictions in exchange for performing community service, as well as admitting guilt in the charges. CNN is reporting that Robert Kraft's attorney has said that he will not be accepting the plea deal.
I mean, it shows my maybe it shows my privilege, as some would say, but this doesn't surprise me whatsoever. It's a lot like when I first heard that news about Lori Loughlin and the rest of those actresses that were paying universities money to just force their kids in there. You know, rich white people get away with a lot. They get to play by different rules than other members of society. Rich white people, man, you're not going to get them on much. And if you do get them, they're not going to pay the same kind of penance that, you know, a minority would, or even a white person that doesn't have the means that a Robert Kraft or a Lori Loughlin or these rich SOBs have. No, I think that's crazy. It's crazy that all you would, and I don't even know if he's going to do it. That's how rich he is. That, dude, we have you on tape committing this act. We have you caught dead to rights. You're done. We can charge you right now. We have charged you, and we have you on tape. And he's so confident in what his money can get him. Not only is he saying, no, that wasn't me, but he's saying, I won't even admit to it, even though I won't, you know, go to jail or pay any real sort of fine. All I have to do is admit that if this went to trial, that I would be found guilty. No, I don't even want that. Let's take this bad boy to trial. I'll still figure out a way to get out of it. That is crazy. I got to get some money. Hey, if you're not juiced about the NCAA tournament, we have just the thing to get that heart racing. It's coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Of the 82nd annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Games rolling on all morning and afternoon into the night. I think the last game tips up at about 10 o'clock tonight. Eight games today, all weekend long. They take Sunday off. The championship will be on Tuesday, and we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Tuesday's championship game and the All-Star game. And that chance is coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Again, Serta and I will be out here doing the play-by-play on Saturday for the final two games of the day. 5:30 tip, 7:30 tip. We'll be on our sister station, 610 Sports Radio. You guys voted yesterday that Serta was the better play-by-play voice. So Serta will be on the call for the first half of the 5:30 game. And I would imagine he'll probably finish it off because you guys think he's so great, even though I showed you in the previous segment what I could do.
Yeah, what was that about? Yeah,
just having a good time out here, man. So, yeah, games going on all day long. Not only will Serta and I be on the call for the 5:30, 7:30 game, but earlier in the day on Saturday, Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski will be on the call for the first two games. Mark Miller will be on the call for the championship on Tuesday. And Serta, I'm starting to get real nervous about this. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be great. Obviously, that was on display yesterday when you and I each took turns calling the Mario Chalmers shot from the national championship game, and I gave the wrong score. But I'm even more nervous now as a, you know, Kling's show ended about 90 minutes ago, and yet he's still here doing research so that he can be the professional that he is on the air this weekend. Did you plan on coming out here and doing research on these kids?
Oh, no. Is that, that's what they're actually doing?
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, so then you can just look at the individual and know his name.
Oh. So we're not,
yeah.
I think Ryan might be headed out there, too. He had his,
yeah, probably
had his tournament pass. Now I feel like, I was just going to try to look him up and try to, you know, read about
DeAndre him. DeAndre Johnson has the ball at the top of the key. Kicks it left wing to Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith gets it knocked out of his hands back into the backcourt, but it did change hands. So it is not an over and back. Back this way come Kansasville. I don't know the I don't know their name.
Do you have a roster in front of you?
I'm making those names up. I'm making them up. I'm just trying. All right. Well, as promised, hey, if you're not juiced yet for the NCAA tournament, if those were good games last night, the first two games of the first four, if that didn't get you ready for the NCAA tournament, well, we have the cure here on Show and Vern. It is time for Serta Spotlight on March. It's the only bet you can. Okay.
That was around. Really having issues with the bets lately.
I'm sure you are.
Upset watch. All been waiting decades for this moment, and it's finally here. First 16 seed upset over a 1 in NCAA tournament history. I'm calling it right here on 610 Sports Radio. Gardner Webb will take down Virginia to make NCAA history. Really, I've just got a gut feeling that Tony Bennett deserves to lose for playing the worst style of college basketball the world has ever known. Also, Gardner Webb forward Jalen Alston shooting lights out 50% from downtown. He's hit 1 of 2 on the year.
Serta, Virginia lost last year in the 116, so it would be the second time in college basketball history and the second straight year it happened to Dick Bennett's kid. So you're wrong on that.
would still be making history, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure. That's a good point.
The baddest mother bleeper matchup of the week.
Oh, boy.
It's going to Auburn against New Mexico State. Not a 12-5 upset right here for Bruce Pearl's squad. I like them to stay hot after crushing Tennessee in the SEC Championship. Mostly because Jared Harper looks like Marlo Stanfield from The Wire, making him the baddest dude on the court.
Who's Jared Harper?
The guard for Auburn, who looks like Marlo from The Wire.
I know, but we're on radio. How would...
He's averaging like 15 points per game. I don't know. Go Google Jared Harper, and you will see that he looks exactly like Marlo
like
Stanfield.
I'm not being sarcastic to you. You don't need to talk to me like that.
I was mostly talking to the audience because I feel like you were asking me what he looked like for the audience because we're on radio. So I was telling the audience, stop driving right now, keep your radios turned up, and go Google Jared Harper, basketball player for Auburn that looks like Marlo Stanfield. The least threatening...
It's from The Wire, if you've never seen The Wire. You got to do a lot of Googling to get whatever the hell Sir is talking about.
The least threatening matchup of the week comes from the 3:14 snooze fest between Purdue and Old Dominion. Let's be real, I haven't watched a single game from either of these teams all year long. I don't know anything about these teams, nor should you, because the only person that matters who ever attended either school is Drew Brees. And I don't believe he would actually let his daughter become a Boilermaker, and we all know he doesn't care about her. Game that winds up being a little bit closer than it should, the Tennessee Volunteers against the Colgate Raiders.
But Kyle Orton went to Purdue. You know Kyle Orton.
I don't actually think Colgate will win this game by any means, but I'm assuming they've got some white guys that can really unload from downtown. They've also got a scrappy, won't-ever-go-away type of feel that reminds me of the Colgate Extra Strength Whitening that just won't quit on your designer smile.
So you know nothing about Colgate, and yet you're just assuming because it sounds like there's a bunch of white guys that there must be a bunch of white guys.
Without a doubt.
Go ahead, whatever.
Matchup of the worst fans goes to Iowa State, and I'm sure Josh Vernier will agree with me on this one. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State, I mean, your fans are obviously terrible. I mean, it goes without saying you protested Urban Meyer taking a leave of absence after one of his jackass coaches was accused of domestic violence. And Iowa State, I mean, you know who you guys are. You really sucked last weekend at Power and Light.
No, they didn't. They won the Big 12 tournament. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Listener 480 writes in, Len Dawson went to Purdue, you idiot.
Len doesn't tell people that.
Yes, he does. He wears it proudly.
Ah.
It's a great quarterback lineage at Purdue, and they won the Big 10. That's a very good conference this season. I'm sorry, I haven't heard anything you said since you just steamrolled over the Boilermakers like that.
Well,
is that all you got for us?
Yes, that's my tournament spotlight today.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Hey, if you are still up in the air on NCAA tournament plans, let me recommend heading over to Winning Streaks. Hopefully you've been out there with us before. We've had plenty of watch parties. God knows we used to turn that mother out for those Royals watch parties. Chiefs watch parties, opening day, of course. We watched the KUK State game out there together. Well, we're all getting together on Friday for a K-State watch party. Bink's going to be live out there on Friday as well. So, yeah, get together, get your Wildcat fans, get your college basketball fans, and head over to Winning Streaks, which is inside Harrah's, North Kansas City, on Friday. We'll also be out there on Thursday. The Drive will be broadcasting live from Winning Streaks. So Thursday, the place to watch the games, Winning Streaks. And then it's a 1 o'clock tip. You'll hear the game right here on 610 Sports Radio, but they'll have the feed going through at Winning Streaks, so you can come on out, watch the game on Friday. and then listen as Bink recaps the game and then, of course, talks all about his mock draft. By the way, that long pause wasn't a dig at Binkley. That mock draft is as well-researched as anything you'll find on the internet when it comes to the Chiefs in the upcoming NFL draft. Binkley does a great job. He was the only one in the city that remained all in on Patrick Mahomes prior to the draft, telling you over and over again, the Chiefs will take this guy. They will find a way to get this guy. They ultimately did, and he's been pretty steadfast in who he believes they're going to take number one overall this year. So head to 610sports.com and check out Bink's mock draft 3.0. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, the worst news Patrick Mahomes could hear, he heard it yesterday. I'll tell you what that is next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Back with you, Show and Vern, live from Municipal Auditorium, site of all the action going on right now, 82nd Annual NAIA Division I Men's Basketball National Championship. Show is out for the rest of the week. He's in Arizona, Royal Spring training with the family. Show's out there with Little Show and Princess Show and Mrs. Show and Mama Show and the whole show gang's all out there. Protein Housing with a Purpose, text line 69306 from listener 417. Vern, could Dallas Keuchel be a Royal? I don't think so, because I think they're tanking. Well, they are tanking, but no, I don't think they would do that. Could he ever be a Royal? Yeah, anything is possible. Maybe at the end of his career when they are hopefully back in contention for a world title. Listener 05 says, Vern, I enjoy Bink's draft coverage, but Bink also believes that the defense is better now than it was. Those are his exact words from last night. Do you believe that he's right on that? That the defense is better now than it was when they lost to the Patriots. I asked that question yesterday to our secondary guru, Eden Wharton, and he called it basically a push. I think I would agree. Obvious upgrade at coach. I would say upgrade in the secondary and a downgrade in the front seven. So I would say, yeah, basically a push. You could be 31st again. You could be 32nd again because, right now I don't know where that pass rush is coming from. From the 913 is Spectre High. He's better when he's hungover. Iowa State fans are badass. That's from listener 88. Listener 88, that's Serta that said that. Spectre is our boss who tried to commandeer the show earlier and is really allowing his ego and his newfound power to go right to his head. And remember, always, whenever you text in, tag it with your listener number. You dictate your own listener number. But again, Protein House, E with a Purpose, text line 69306, and then tag it with your listener number. Serta, I mentioned the worst thing that Patrick Mahomes could hear. He heard it yesterday, and what that is former Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict is now an Oakland Raider. I don't think Mahomes is worried because of the Raiders' defense. No, I think he's worried because Vontaze Burfict sure does seem like a dirty son of a gun. And now you got to face him at least twice a year for the next few seasons. I think all Chiefs fans should be worried because we have to believe that the blowouts will continue. The Chiefs will continue to win these games. And if they are continuing to win these games, that's going to upset defenders. That's going to upset Vontaze Burfict, which lends itself to him doing something dirty.
I mean, he's also just not a very good player, so I understand because he's a dirty player, but I don't think Chiefs fans should be that worried because he has not been very good for several seasons now.
How about Clay Matthews? Clay Matthews signing a deal with the Los Angeles Rams last night. Now, his name didn't come up very often when we talked about the Chiefs acquiring playmakers, but this is a guy that while in Green Bay was able to play just about every linebacking position and was still able to be somewhat of a difference maker. Yes, he's getting up there in age, and you could trot out Hitchens and O'Daniel and Raglan, I guess, as your linebackers to start the season with the hybrid that is Tyrann Mathieu. I guess I'm not up in arms that he ended up with the Rams. I am perplexed, though, in one of your favorite teams, Serta, in the Rams, at how they continue to maybe lose a named player but then immediately replace him with another, and yet the Chiefs seem like they are just treading water out here with the 31st-ranked defense.
Well, and we talked about the Rams quite a bit because Clay Matthews, while he's somebody I kind of just forgot about in free agency, to be completely honest, he is a guy that, as you mentioned, he could play every linebacker spot. In Green Bay, he was playing middle and outside, doing everything for them because they just didn't have a very good defense. But he can still do that, and he can still do that at a reasonably high level. The Rams, in my opinion, are going to play him at middle linebacker because they released Mark Barron, who was a pretty key linebacker for them last year. But I think Clay Matthews is better than him, even though he's a younger player. But it's concerning because people keep talking about, well, wait till the Rams and their cap space, and they have a bunch of cap space they can't do anything with. That's not how most teams operate, and we keep coming back to that as if we understand how the cap in the NFL works. What the Rams are doing is masterful right now. They've got two big contracts on the roster. Everybody else is manageable. They're bringing in veterans on 1-2-year deals. They're not spending a ton of money, and they've got Aaron Donald and Todd Gurley are their two biggest contracts because their quarterback's on a rookie contract. So I love what the Rams are doing.
Protein Housey with the purpose. Text line 69306. Listener 069 here. Keep up the good work, Vern. You're doing this well. And doing this alone is tougher than we realize, I'm sure. And Serta is doing his best to help you as little as possible.
It's true.
Now, I disagree with that. I think you're... Look what he's doing. He just gave us a full breakdown of the Rams, told us about Vontaze Burfict. No, there's no need to take shots at Steven Serta. I have to imagine that show's not going to be happy with you exposing yourself to be, I guess, the turncoat that we always knew you were as Spectre just came in and took over the show in the 10 o'clock hour, and you allowed it. You knew I was on remote. You remember the conversation that we had and the conversation that I had with Spectre where I said yesterday I thought it was maybe somewhat funny, but it doesn't need to continue. It is somewhat unprofessional to just commandeer our show, and yet you allowed it to happen. Hey, one more point I wanted to make about the NFL. We bring up Vontaze Burfict to the Raiders and Clay Matthews to the Rams. When the news came down that Ryan Fitzpatrick was signing with the Miami Dolphins, I saw a handful of well-known, well-respected, some of my favorite members of the national sports media make the point, even if it was tongue-in-cheek, that, Colin Kaepernick should refile his collusion case against the NFL. I would like to speak directly to those people that said that on the radio or television or even tweeted it. Even if you at home tweeted something similar, once you saw Ryan Fitzpatrick getting another gig, that Colin Kaepernick should refile his collusion case. You're not helping. Right? You understand how difficult this whole Kaepernick thing has been to explain what he was fighting for. And when I say fighting for, I mean against the NFL. We all understand what he was fighting for, what he was taking a knee for in peaceful protest of police brutality and social injustice. But let's not get it confused. Let's not murky up the water when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and what was proven when he agreed to the settlement with the NFL. He already proved that the NFL colluded against him. So let's stop making jokes about, oh, my God, Kaepernick should do it again. He should refile his collusion case. No, there's no need to, because it's already been proven that, yes, the league was colluding to keep him out. Let's not ever for a second allow the other side to believe that that hasn't already been proven. Let's not allow their talking point, their narrative of Kaepernick took the money and ran, that he was some money-hungry martyr, that never really cared about social justice or police brutality, that he was solely out for number one and getting paid. No, those are two separate conversations. His lawsuit against the NFL was, you have taken my job from me, and you are colluding to keep me out of the NFL for reasons that have nothing to do with football on the field. So let's not make those jokes about how the collusion case hasn't already been settled. No, the collusion happened, and that's why the NFL broke him off, that mega paycheck that they ultimately broke him off. Coming up in our 12 o'clock hour, your chance to win a MVP golf card, as well as a four-pack of tickets to the NAIA tournament. That's what we're broadcasting live from right now, the Municipal Auditorium. We'll be out here until 2 o'clock. We'll then hand things off to the drive. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. Cody Tapp live from Surprise, Arizona for our 1 o'clock hour. But when we get back, Chiefs fans, I don't know if anyone's ever talked to you in the manner I'm about to. And we'll do it next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.